The moon pie is a bedrock of the country store and rural tradition. It is more than a snack, it is a cultural artifact. Those are the words of William Ferris, who, before he ran the National Endowment for the Humanities in the Clinton administration, headed up the Center for the Study of Southern Culture at the University of Mississippi. And he is right. Moon pies are beloved, especially in the South, where they're made and where they long ago achieved cult status. The snack cake icon recently turned 85. Melanie Peoples explores the moon pie phenomenon.
Anywhere there's a group of people, say down on the banks of the Tennessee River in Chattanooga, near the Carousel in Coolidge Park, you'll find people passionate about moon pies.
I love moon pies.
Jennifer Crutchfield has eaten them all her life, but even she has a tough time describing one.
Ooh, how would you explain a moon pie to a moon pie novice? I'm not sure. It's not a cookie because it has that sort of waxy chocolate flavor, marshmallow. I'm just not sure how to explain it. It's got to be tasted. It's a dollop of heaven.
What it is two soft graham cracker cookies with a marshmallow middle that's squished right out to the edges and then covered in chocolate. Crutchfield has a much easier time describing why she loves them.
I was born in Chattanooga, but I grew up in the military. But Chattanooga was always hometown. And Chattanooga, of course, is synonymous with moon pie. So my feelings run deep.
Moon pies have been made at the Chattanooga Bakery since 1917, and it's hard to find someone in the South who doesn't get nostalgic or giddy just thinking about them. Chattanooga resident Laura Pittman.
My great uncle was a dentist, and he had a very interesting office, but every time you went, before you got your teeth cleaned, you had to drink an RC Cola and eat a moon pie. Then you got your teeth cleaned.
My name is Bill Presley, and I've long been a moon pie fan. I guess that's just what we grew up with, and I just grew to like it.
And like the enterprising dentist and any other moon pie aficionado, he knows what to wash them down with.
Oh, nothing but an ROC Cola.
That's Royal Crown Cola, a competitor to Coke that was popular in the South.
Give me an RC Cola and a moon pie and play maple on the hill.
Big Bill Lister in this 1950s tune was just one of many to sing about the divine coupling of moon pies and RC Colas. No one knows exactly why they became famous together, but it seems they've always gone together. The most popular theory is that during the Depression, they were both cheap, a nickel apiece, and they came in bigger servings than their competitors. For a dime, a moon pie and a RC Cola quickly became known as the working man's lunch.
The moon pie was my dad's invention. He was with Chattanooga Bakery.
Earl Mitchell Jr., who died 2 years ago, talked about the birth of the moon pie in the documentary How Chattanooga Mooned America. His father, Mitchell Sr., was making rounds in Kentucky and asked a coal miner what kind of snack he'd like to eat. The answer? Something with graham cracker and marshmallow and dipped in chocolate. When Mitchell's father asked how big it should be, the miner looked up in the night sky and framed the full moon with his hands.
He said he wanted as big as a moon. He wanted as big as a moon and twice as thick.
Hence, moon pie. And it's always been the snack of the people. Tori Johnston is vice president of marketing at the Chattanooga Bakery.
I think it reminds them of just their past. It's a brand that's been in the families of the South for generations, for four generations now. And there's a lot of grassroots things that happen just because, again, it's a product that everybody sort of likes and has fun with.
Take Mardi Gras, for instance. For the past 15 years, it's become a popular throw.
Because of its great taste and the fact that it's soft and it's easy to throw and kind of flies like a frisbee, people had started throwing it off the Mardi Gras floats.
And it hurts a lot less than Cracker Jacks if you get beamed upside the head. A more mysterious groundswell is the moon pie eating contest.
I'm Mike Weston. I'm 48 years old. I'm from McCalla, Alabama. I'm going to try to eat 18 moon pies today. I'm going to try.
How many do you think you can eat?
Probably four. So there's quite a range there, but I'm going to, do the best I can.
Nobody knows for sure how moon pie eating contests got started, but all over the South, in places just like Tannehill State Park in Birmingham, Alabama, you can find people willing to prove their devotion.
Okay, one, two, three, go! Go!
Rumor says the contest got their start with an Alabama Walmart manager who found himself a little overstocked. At this contest, there's a $100 first place prize. For 10 minutes, 9 grown men and 1 woman crammed, pushed, and shoved chocolate moon pies into their mouths. eating progressively slower as time ran out.
So how'd you do?
Only ate six, but that's a lot of moon pies.
Whatever happened to getting 18?
That was just a dream, I guess. Those things were more filling than I thought.
And how are you feeling?
Stuffed. Very stuffed.
Which may be why the Chattanooga Bakery doesn't exactly promote moon pie eating contests. But it's not the sort of company to stand in the way of a good time. Moon pies now come in vanilla and banana flavors, though chocolate is still by far the most popular. As for how to eat one, according to the Great American Moon Pie Handbook, it's considered uncivilized to peel off the layers and eat the treat like an Oreo cookie. Whereas microwaving a moon pie is perfectly appropriate, though you'll probably need a knife and fork to eat it that way. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.
Photographs of moon pies are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.